I think the movement of the seat, you used to do that a lot. You're right, it has come back. It's interesting as to why it's come back. I would say it's probably in frustration, because you start to bully. So the big movement of the seat is like a bulliness of the seat. You just need to sit stiller. He's not doesn't have a really big canter, so I can't imagine it's because you're being thrown like that. I think you'll probably find you might be thrusting a little bit, but yeah, you might need to do some thoughts there. Something that might be interesting to see is get some mirrors quoted, and maybe they might be interested in, this is again my always thinking, how can I not, why can't I? I would talk to them potentially about maybe chucking some mirrors up, and maybe they can take it off your rent or something along those lines. Or going to speaking to a mirror company and trying to get some sponsorship, and it's sponsorship for them, but you've got the mirrors, because that would also help you a lot, a lot, a lot. But in a nutshell, honey, this was a great information ride, like a great information ride. Now you just read the information and continue on. There's not a negative here at all. It's all information. And now, what you could do with your mare is keep it working paces till you catch back up again, both you and her. And with Jive, you can keep doing what you're doing. Just think that the problem you've got is that he's not straight. So think about that in every time, every single movement that you have.